You are listening to Gloss Tram Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Gloss Trad Radio Podcasts. My name is Steve Rowley, and it's my pleasure to bring you a special programme about the making of the Gloss Trad archive itself. Bringing together all of the folk songs and tunes collected in the County of Gloucestershire and then making them available online is a big challenge, and one that was taken up by Gwilym and Carol Davies. They brought their many talents to bear on the problem and created the Single Gloucester Project. Gwilym's knowledge of the material and Carol's management skills were supplemented by a board of trustees and a team of volunteers. They applied for a grant from the Heritage Lottery Fund and thus started 2 years of transcribing, recording, educating and promoting. When they visited the studio, I wanted to find out what inspired them to set out on such a journey. I'm here with the founders of the Gloss Trad Archive. Gwilym and Carol, welcome.
Thank you.
And really, I want to find out why. So, why Gloss Trad?
Why Gloss Trad? Well, it all started when a friend of ours, Hugh Tarran, came to us and said, I'm a singer, I want to learn some songs from Gloucestershire. There aren't many, are there, but where can I find one? And we said, well, actually, there are hundreds of songs from Gloucestershire, but finding them is really difficult. And then we sort of thought about it for a bit and did some research and found that there were lots of songs from Gloucestershire, but they were all scattered all over the world, really. There were even some in the Library of Congress in America. And lots of people had been out amongst the people of Gloucestershire, and they'd been collecting songs and getting older people to sing them songs that had been passed down through their families. And they'd assiduously written them all up, and they'd hidden them away in places for future reference. But what we thought was, well, we want the people of Gloucestershire to actually be able to sing these songs. This is their heritage. So how can we make these available to people?
Right. So it does sort of try and get this information out there. It's part of their heritage, part of their cultural heritage, and you're wanting to get it out there. So How do you go about a project like that, because it's quite a big project, isn't it?
Well, I think first of all we had to have the material. Now, I've spent the best part of four decades, if you like, that I've been living in Gloucestershire, rummaging in archives at Cecil Sharp House and contacting the Library of Congress and other collectors, and also going around myself with a tape recorder. So I'd already accumulated a large body of information about what songs were collected in Gloucestershire. And I say songs collected in Gloucestershire rather than Gloucestershire folk songs, because if you talk about Gloucestershire songs, it leads to a whole argument about what is a Gloucestershire song.
Oh yes, because somebody can move to Gloucestershire and bring their songs with them.
Absolutely.
Or like a song about Manchester, but they happen to be the only person in the country that you collected from, and that was in Gloucestershire.
Yes, there are lots of songs in the English tradition that are common to many counties, just to Gloucestershire. Yes. But there are a few that are really Gloucestershire, like the Wassail, of course. So I already had tabs on these collections, and networking with other collectors was very interesting as well. People like Bob and Jackie Patton down in Devon, they'd done some collecting, particularly Bob Patton in Gloucestershire, and he was kind enough to send me a tape, a very important tape of a carol singer from Brockweir that he'd recorded. And other people, Ron Smith, that was it. In the 70s, he'd recorded a gypsy singer in Gloucester, and he kindly gave me a cassette recording of the tape. And I wanted to use this for the project. Rang him up and he said, "Oh, I'm glad you've still got that recording." He said, My copy of it was destroyed when the house was flooded.
Oh, my goodness.
So it shows how precious these archives are.
Yeah.
So I clung on to that.
So you had a good idea of... You had a lot of them yourself, a lot of the songs yourself, but you had a good idea of where you could find a lot of other ones.
Well, I did, because there are various... on the internet, there are various master indices that you can refer to. The Rode Index is terrific for this, because it lists songs by county, by collector, by title, by performer, by date, and you can go to that and look up what songs have been collected in Gloucestershire. Yeah. It's not complete, but it's a good starting point.
Yeah. So that's a lot of content. How does one get it into a form to get it onto the internet? There's quite a big job there, isn't there?
Well, the first thing was to try and decide how to make it available to people. Yeah. Because in days gone by, you'd have put out books and sent them out and published them, and if some people would have bought them. But these days, obviously, where you put it is on the internet. So we thought, well, what do we need? What we need is a website. And then anybody that wants to can access this material. So we then thought, right, how do we get the material onto the website? Because that's not easy. You've got a lot of recordings, audio recordings, perhaps cassettes, like Willem mentioned. You might have some manuscripts. Perhaps the composer Percy Grainger wrote down a lot of songs that he'd heard from old people in Gloucestershire. His writing is really difficult to decipher.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you just stuck that up on the internet, everybody would say, "What?" So we wanted to make it accessible. We wanted people to be able to use the material. That was the important thing.
So it's not just accessing to be able to see or hear old recordings or see old manuscripts. It's about having that bit of the culture available to use. Yeah,
it is. It's two things. It's first of all being able to know what the original thing was like. So if we have a recording or a manuscript, to actually either put it up on the website ourselves or to show people where to go to see it if it's owned by somebody else and they have possession of it. But as well as that, to make sometimes... A collector would go to a singer and they'd sing in one verse of a lovely song with a beautiful tune, but only one verse. Now, if you want to sing that song, obviously you want a bit more than one verse.
Yes.
So what we did was we looked at, in that case, we would have looked at, is this song similar? Is it also collected in somewhere nearby? Somebody else sang it, perhaps to a different tune. So there were some words there, and we can put those words with this one verse and make a nice song. And people can sing that. Right. And of course, we say we do that. Yeah, we don't claim it's the original one.
No, but that...
It
that,
just
that,
makes it more available to people.
Yes, but that echoes the process of Cecil Sharp, doesn't it? Where he would collect a song and write it all down in one notebook, all the words, and then all the tune in another book.
Yes.
And then he'd go to another village and find somebody who sings the same song, and he'd only write down the first verse.
That's
and then
right.
say the rest was as per, you know...
Yes. Or as per a broadside, very often.
Yeah.
So he would often
write it down.
No.
And the other thing was, we wanted people to actually be able to hear what the tune sounded like, because it's all very well putting it up as sheet music for musicians, but if you're an ordinary person, you don't read music, and you think, "Oh, I'd like to go out and sing a song in a folk club or to my with my community choir. I think we'd like to do this one." So what we also tried to do is to put up sound recordings of these things so that people can actually hear the tune. They don't have to be able to read the music, but they can hear what the tune sounds like and they can learn it from that.
Learn it from the tune, yes. So I think at this point it might be an idea to listen to something from the archive. Maybe a good sound recording that you'd
a good like sound to, recording.
Yeah.
Well, one I think is particularly good is the gypsy Wiggy Smith singing his version of "When Gamekeepers Lie Sleeping," which he called "I Took My Dog." I took my dog and my air gun too. Possibly the only English folk song with the phrase "air gun" in it.
Air gun, right.
I'll take my gun and my air gun too, and I will take a ramble, for I will ramble for a mile or two. see what I can find, oh. I had not gone to fields from home before robbed yon to narrow and umpsied yon and away she run straight into my plantation. I had not gone 3 fields from home before robbed yon to another, far up she jumped and away she run. My dog made her squeal murder. See how she laughed, see how she cried when something stopped her running. Don't lay you still, my poor pussy cat, for your uncle now is coming. I took that air all along the road, and I sold him for a crown, oh, and they said they would give me a crown to braise if I would bring them 50.
Wiggy Smith and I took my dog, complete with air gun. So recently there's been a number of big projects to put material on the internet. In particular, the English Folk Dance and Song Society have got their Full English project, which is putting everything on there. So surely all this material is available on the Full English.
Well, in a way, yes. But what the Vaughan Williams Memorial Library and the English Folk Dance and Song Society have done is to put the Cecil Sharp manuscripts online, which is fine, but when you go to a particular song, what should we say, the Jolly Wagoner sung by Mr. Watts in Tewkesbury, you will find the tune written out in Cecil Sharp's writing and a verse, and for a start, you've got to read Cecil Sharp's writing, which is
which secondly, is as good as Percy Grainger's.
Secondly, if you don't read music, you're stuffed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, there's one verse. What about the rest of the song? So what we've done is to take that forward and say, right, we've written out the tune in clear in a clear program so people can actually see the notes. We've also found a complete set of words, which is probably what Mr. Watts would have sung anyway, and for those who don't read any music, we've provided a MIDI file which they can click on and actually hear what the tune is. So we've done everything we can to make it easy for people to learn that song.
All those different sources, well, not all sources, but all those different versions increase the accessibility,
they do.
Really, of the website. Because obviously there's a lot of singers who sing not from the dots, but just from by ear. So
sure.
Being able to pick up the tune. It's great if you can pick it straight up from the source singer. That's nice.
Yeah.
But having the MIDI helps.
Well, of course, there are no field recordings of Cecil Sharp singers.
No.
And he recorded nearly 300 songs,
In
Gloucestershire. I mean, another source, it's a very important source, is Wiltshire County Council and the collector Alfred Williams. Now, there is a website with about 200 Gloucestershire folk songs on it, which is fine. But dear Alfred Williams was a wonderful collector, but he wasn't a musician. So he couldn't write down any of the tunes. So there's words of 200 songs there.
Ah, right.
But
yeah,
no tunes.
Yeah.
So what we've done in the project is, so far as we can, link it up with tunes. Because
right.
We found that a lot of the songs that were collected, some of them went back to 19th century music hall songs.
Yes.
So we found, in some cases, the original music. And in other cases, we've said, okay, well, this song was sung here, collected by Williams, but Sharp collected a tune for that same song. So we've put the two together.
Yeah.
Now, here is one such example. Bold Sir Rylas, originally collected by Alfred Williams from Daniel Morgan of Cheltenham. And then John Baldwin also collected the song from Daniel's son, and this time with the tune.
Bold Sir Rylas a-hunting went, hi and dan, dilly dilly dan. Bold Sir Rylas a-hunting went, killy coco an. Bold Sir Rylas a-hunting went, to kill some game was his intent. Hi and dan, dilly dilly dan, killy coco an. He met an old witch up a tree, hi and dan, dilly dilly dan. Met an old witch up a tree, killy coco an. Met an old witch up a tree, what makes you sit so high, said he. Hi and dan, dilly dilly dan, killy coco an. There is a wild boar in this wood, I am Dan, dilly dilly Dan. There is a wild boar in this wood, killy coco an. There is a wild boar in this wood, he'll eat your flesh and drink your blood. I am Dan, dilly dilly Dan, killy coco an. And how may I this wild boar see, I am Dan, dilly dilly Dan. How may I this wild boar see, killy coco an. How may I this wild boar see? Well, blow your horn and it'll come to thee. I am Dan, dilly dilly Dan, killy coco an. He put his horn unto his mouth, I am Dan, dilly dilly Dan. Put his horn unto his mouth, killy coco an. Put his horn unto his mouth, blew it north and east and south. I am Dan, dilly dilly Dan, killy coco an. In his den, I and Dan, dilly dilly Dan. The wild boar heard him in his den, killy coco an. The wild boar heard him in his den, with his young ones 9 or 10. I and Dan, dilly dilly Dan, killy coco an. Sir Rylas the Swabber fell upon, I and Dan, dilly dilly Dan. Sir Rylas the Swabber fell upon, killy coco an. They fought for 3 hours in the day, the wild boar fain would run away. I and Dan, dilly dilly Dan, killy coco an. Sir Rylas drew his trusty knife, I and Dan, dilly dilly Dan. Sir Rylas drew his trusty knife, killy coco an. Sir Rylas drew his trusty knife, that put an end to the wild boar's life. I and Dan, dilly dilly Dan, killy coco an. Since you have killed my spotted pig, I and Dan, dilly dilly Dan. Since you have killed my spotted pig, killy coco an. There are 3 things I'll have of thee, thy horse, thy hounds, and thy fair lady. I and Dan, dilly dilly Dan, killy coco an. Now since I've killed your spotted pig, I and Dan, dilly dilly Dan. Since I've killed your spotted pig, Killycoco Ann. There's not one thing you'll have of thee, my horse nor hounds more fair lady. I am Dan, dilly dilly Dan, Killycoco Ann. Sir Rylus the soul which fell upon I and Dan, dilly dilly Dan. Sir Rylus the soul which fell upon Killycoco Ann. He spit her head down to her chin, you should have seen her kick and grin. I am Dan, dilly dilly Dan, Killycoco Ann. I am Dan, dilly dilly Dan, Killycoco Ann.
Bold Sir Rylus, sung there by Gwilym Davis from his Tom Goblin album. A reminder that you're listening to the Gloss Trad Radio podcast, and my guests are Gwilym and Carol Davis, and we're discussing how they went about setting up the archive. Next, I asked them to explain the process of preparing the material for the project.
So you've got the words and writing out in a neat manuscript, yep. And putting them MIDI. That's a huge amount of work.
It must have
kept you occupied every day and every night. Surely there's a process to doing that.
There is. And, I mean, we have had many volunteers to help with this project. I mean, the whole project has been guided by the Gloucestershire Traditions trustee group who've been in charge of it. And it's just five people, really, and each of them have dealt with a little bit of different bit of the project. But we have been enormously helped by people who have taken the original material and they've actually transcribed it. They've written it out as music so that we can actually put it on the website. And this has been a huge volunteer effort, and we're eternally grateful to the people who've been able to do it.
And the scale of the project, how many songs to date?
To date, we have about 740 songs on the website. Plus about 550 tunes. Now, our friend Charles Menteith has done a huge amount of work researching these tunes from archives, from field recordings, from old fiddlers' notebooks, writing them out in a notation which can be read on the computer, and posting them up.
Now, these would have been tunes that were used for country dancing or for Morris dancing, any kind of traditional dancing, and there are hundreds of them out there.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to drop a name to you now, Stephen. Gareth Malone.
Ah, yes.
That Gareth Malone has got a lot to answer for, isn't he? He's got a lot to answer for.
Yeah.
But it's meant that a lot of people are interested in singing in choirs. So, on the website, we have provided a certain number of choir arrangements that some very clever people have done.
We've had arrangements done by Matt Norman and Sheila Macbeth of traditional songs from Gloucestershire, which they've put into forms that can be easily sung by community choirs. And that this has been a huge thing for us to be able to reach out to people who wouldn't normally hear folk music, quotes.
Yeah.
And so we were really trying to reach out to community choirs and include in their repertoire some of their own local heritage material.
Well, let's hear one of those arrangements we just mentioned there. Matt Norman did an arrangement of Young Fishermen for community choirs. Here is the Bristol Kelly Quartet.
As I walked out one May morning down by the river side, and there I saw a young fisherman come rowing down the tide, come rowing down the tide. And there I saw a young fisherman come rowing down the tide. Good morning, morning, young fisherman, what brings you fishing here? I've come to court some lady gay, all on the ocean clear, all on the ocean clear. I've come to court some lady gay, all on the ocean clear. Then he pulled off his morning gown and laid it on the ground, and she beheld three chains of gold all from his neck hung down, all from his neck hung down, and she beheld three chains of gold all from his neck hung down. Then on her bended knee she fell, aloud for mercy cried, for calling you a young fisherman, come rowing down the tide, come rowing down the tide, for calling you a young fisherman, come rowing down the tide. Stand up, you lady gay, stand up, said he. There's not one word that you have spoke that's least offended me, that's least offended me. There's not one word that you have spoke that's least offended me. I'll take you to my father's hall, and married we shall be, and you shall have a young fisherman to row you on the sea, to row you on the sea, and you shall have a young fisherman to row you on the sea.
You've been listening to the Glostrad Radio Podcast. This programme was funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund as part of the Single Gloucester Project. Glostrad is an online folk archive of songs and tunes collected in Gloucestershire. You can find the archive and more about the material in this programme on the website www.glostrad.com. Many thanks to my guests, Gwilym and Carol Davis, and also to the Bristol Cayley Quartet. Incidental music was provided by Gwilym and Paul Meager and Jeff Gillett. I've been Steve Rowley, and it's been my pleasure to have you along today.
You are listening to Glostrad Radio.
www.glostrad.com